Sure.
So, any other work did you do to your trailer besides polishing? We always say that's the last thing you should do, so I'm assuming the rest of it's done, huh?
Well, I had to custom build this new shower pan. The original shower pan was gone. Previous owners had taken it out. They'd taken out the toilet and bolted it straight to the floor. But in 66, of course, they didn't have any gray tanks. So I added in a 28-gallon gray tank and built a shower pan on top of that and added a new low buoy toilet. And it's a porcelain toilet that has a low base on it, on top of the black tank, and it's, you know, perfect for me. So plenty of room.
Wow. It sounds pretty good. Sounds like you put a lot of work into that.
I did all that in an RV park out in California with minimal tools, so.
Yeah, that's good. Then, get creative when we have to, can't we?
Yeah, well, you have to. You do what you can. You know, I'm sort of a jack of all trades. I've been able to do anything I need to get done. From, you know, building a house to welding up car frames, I've done a whole lot of different things. So it wasn't much of a challenge to me.
That's right. That's
good.
It's been
fun.
Sound like you're enjoying your Airstream then. You're enjoying full timing.
Well, I'm having a blast. I'm doing my retirement now while I'm still young and still can do it, because I have a lot of retired friends that are like, well, I wished I'd have traveled more. I wished I'd have done this. You know, and they live vicariously through me. Now a lot of my friends are all, oh, yeah, where are you now? What you up to? Where are you going next? And my favorite is when people ask me, where do you live? And I say, well, I live 20 feet behind my truck. So it's wherever I'm at, I'm right at home. Walmart parking lot, Sam's Club, vacant lot. It doesn't matter to me. RV park. Any place I feel like stopping, wherever weather suits my clothes, as the saying goes.
There you go. Yeah. How many miles do you think you get a year?
Yeah, well, it varies. Some years I've done 5,000. Some years I've done 10,000. Just whatever suits my mood. This year is probably going to be a little bit low. I've spent most of this this year's winter time and early spring in Dade City, Florida, helping out with the Habitat for Humanity. I've been on the project of building 6 homes down there and renovating 2 of them.
Very nice.
I think I'll be heading up to New Hampshire to work on a 52 Airstream, getting it all polished up. So picked up some little bit of work here. So I get to go up and see what it looks like in the other part of the world. So it'll be an interesting trip, I think.
So is that how you make a living, doing you said you were a distributor for Gord's, is actually doing polishing jobs as well?
Right. Yeah, I can pick up a little bit of work here and there. It's just mostly for gas money, just spending money. I'm self-sufficient enough that I don't have to work anymore. I was in the service for a number of years, and since I got out of there, I've just been traveling around, seeing the world.
Very
Looking for a place. From time to time, I look for a place that I might want to, purchase a piece of land and plunk down for a while. But I'm having too much fun traveling.
Haven't found it yet, then.
Right, still looking. But if I see it, I'm sure I'll find one day, plunk down and say, okay, this is home. But I still want to travel even after I do that. But it'll be fun to, in the meantime, just to look around, see the world.
Yeah, like you said, when you're healthy enough to enjoy it, that's the time to do it.
Well, yeah, because, you start getting upward in age, you don't feel safe doing things, or you don't feel, capable of, what if this happens? If I have to change a tire on the side of the road, and, your arthritic knees don't want to bend anymore, that kind of thing, I don't want